You are listening to the Huddle Up Podcast, part of the USA Today Podcast Network. I'm your host, Corey Bonini, and we're here to talk fantasy football for the 2018 NFL season. Everybody, welcome to week 13 of the fantasy football season. It is do or die if you are trying to sneak into the playoffs. Instead of telling you which players to start, which we do at thehuddle.com, we're going to focus on players to avoid this week. Nothing is worse than trusting a stud who lets you down. Not all of these players are necessarily studs, but several of these guys are in lineups week in and week out. Starting at the quarterback position, we have Matt Ryan against the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore has allowed only 15 passing touchdowns in 2018. In the last 4 weeks, 232 yards per game. Not good. Big games have included 2 rushing touchdowns, which really isn't Matt Ryan's game. I'm not saying he's absolutely going to be awful, but if he's better than 250-2, consider that a win. Tom Brady's also another name, and maybe I don't have to tell you that. He's struggled this year. But the Minnesota Vikings coming to town could make it even worse. Normally the Patriots are really good at home, but Minnesota brings a defense that has allowed only one quarterback to go over 20 points since week 5, and that was Sam Darnold, and he had a rushing touchdown along with throwing 3 interceptions. Brady's probably going to be in the mid-teens for fantasy points this week, and it might not be a pretty win, assuming the Patriots can actually win. Looking at the running back position, Marlon Mack against the Jacksonville Jaguars in the last meeting, and that was in Indianapolis, he had 14 touches for only 38 yards and didn't find the end zone. He wasn't much of a factor in the passing game then, he still isn't now, and that's really the best way to exploit the Jaguars on defense. Going back to that New England versus Minnesota matchup one more time, Sony Michel really scares me. Aaron Jones is the only running back not named David Johnson or Alvin Kamara to score a rushing touchdown against the Vikings this season. Michel looked sharp last week. He actually looked like he was well over that injury. But this defense has given up 83 yards as a high mark, and that was to Todd Gurley. Sony Michel is going to have a bright future, but he isn't ready to be on the same plane as his former Bulldog teammate. A trio of regular names at wide receiver, and in fairness, it's not necessarily all their fault. Alshon Jeffrey has been mired in a scoring drought of 4 games, and he hasn't topped 50 yards in that time. In the last 2 games he played against the Washington Redskins, he managed 6.8 PPR points and 5.7 PPR points. No TDs. Not good at all. Washington has been pretty bad against receivers, so I can understand the incentive to play Jeffrey. But it sure feels like there's more downside than upside, especially with all of the options in this passing game. Since the coaching upheaval in Cleveland, the passing game has looked pretty good. It almost feels like they got something figured out for rookie quarterback Baker Mayfield. But if you look at the teams he played, they were the 2 worst defenses against quarterbacks in the last 2 weeks. Those are the teams you should beat up. Houston is not one of those defenses. So Jarvis Landry makes the list. He hasn't been great at all by any stretch in the last month. 4 games without a score, no games beyond 50 yards. And now he has a matchup against a team that has given the fewest wide receiver touchdowns, only 7 on 131 catches allowed in 2018. I generally don't like to be a reactive player, and that's how I feel with the Jeffrey and Landry recommendations, but it's really tough to get behind either player with the playoffs on the line with the way that they have played in recent weeks. We'll call this a mini slump for Allen Robinson, and it's not entirely his fault. Chase Daniel at quarterback, he's a check down king, not really the type of guy for Robinson's game. But New York has allowed only 8 touchdowns by wide receivers in 2018, and if there's anything they do well on defense, it's play against wideouts. The tight end position brings a player that's probably a little too obvious for most advanced gamers, but novice fantasy owners out there may feel inclined based on name value alone. Jimmy Graham. He has the broken thumb and he played through it last week, but it looked like he was having trouble catching passes extended away from his body. Perhaps that thumb brace just takes some time to get used to. I don't want to find out the hard way. And it gets worse. Arizona's permitted 0 100-yard tight ends this year and has given up only 3 touchdowns to the position in 2018. They've also held big-name tight ends in check that include George Kittle twice, Travis Kelce, Jared Cook, and Kyle Rudolph. Since that one probably was a no-brainer, we'll toss in one that may be a little less heralded. Chris Herndon of the New York Jets. He's come on strong in the last 6 weeks with 4 games of double figures in PPR. Tennessee is the opponent, and they haven't given up a touchdown to the tight end position in 43 receptions this year. No other team can claim that. The downside of the tight end position, though, is with so many injuries lately, especially last week, gamers might be forced to play these two guys, and they really can't get away from them. So temper your expectations, and that goes for any one of the players on this list. In an ideal world, you could get rid of all of them from your starting lineups, but it just isn't realistic in some situations. Now that you know the players to avoid, if you really want to find out who you should be starting, go over to thehuddle.com and click on the join button. Use the promo code WINNER18, that's WINNER18, and you can save almost 43% off of the regular price. It's not too late to get into the huddle right now and win your championship. You've made it this far, but it doesn't hurt to have a helping hand. And we have over 20 plus years experience on the internet doing just that, making a winner out of people who are already dedicated to the craft. So there you go, a short one with some good information that won't take up too much time for your day's listening. We encourage you to check back next week as we get into the fantasy football playoffs and we'll help guide you into the next round. Be sure to follow us on social media at The Huddle on Twitter and Facebook, and we can help you if you have any questions to set your lineups. Best of luck in Week 13. We'll look forward to talking to you in the playoffs. Thank you for listening.